Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday, September 1st. The Concordia On-Air College Fair continues today. So excited to go to Concordia University in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Concordia University Ann Arbor, and Concordia University Irvine in California. Looking forward to sharing their stories and all their news and information with you today about the great education opportunities at two more great Concordia universities. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for underwriting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. You can find out more about them as well on our website, kfuo.org. Look for the sponsor section there. You can find more information when you look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section. Joining me by phone today, John Barr, Director of Enrollment at Concordia University Ann Arbor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Oh, very good. Welcome to the On-Air College Fair. Here on Faith and Family, and can't wait to share about Concordia University Ann Arbor today. John, tell us a little bit about the location of Concordia University Ann Arbor.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you guys today. We are located right in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is an amazingly awesome Big Ten college town. We like to think that we're kind of the best of both worlds. You've got the Big Ten college town and everything that comes with that, but we're also a small, set apart, closed community. Not closed to the community, but we're a close community here in our little location. We've got about 200 acres just on the east side of Ann Arbor. Right along the banks of the Huron River. So we've got beautiful scenery, wonderful setting, and a great place for our students to grow in many different ways.
John, what brought you to Concordia University Ann Arbor?
Well, I am a lifelong product of the Lutheran system. I like to joke with people that I've been in the Lutheran school system from kindergarten through 18th grade. My dad's a Lutheran school teacher. My mom was a school teacher before they had kids, and she decided to stay home with us. So I started in kindergarten in Lutheran schools, went kindergarten through 8th grade in Lutheran day schools, parochial schools, went to a Lutheran high school, did my undergrad at Concordia Chicago, went out into the workforce for a couple of years and just felt like that wasn't where the Lord needed me. So when I sat down and prayed that he would open a door where I could just follow, that door opened at Concordia, Wisconsin, and was there for 7 years. And then 3 years ago, when Concordia, Wisconsin and Concordia Ann Arbor merged, I was asked if I would consider coming over here and kind of helping get things going in the Ann Arbor area. And as my wife and I prayed about it, we really felt like this is where the Lord was leading, and 3.5 years later, we're still here because this is where he needs us.
And what do you, we'll get to all the great things about Concordia University Ann Arbor.
Sure.
What do you personally love about Concordia Ann Arbor?
Oh, man. Are you going to make me stick to one?
Well, you know, a couple of things.
Sure. Well, the first and foremost is our students. We have just some phenomenal students here on this campus, kids that are ready to go out and make an impact in the world, ready to fulfill our mission of serving Christ in the church and in the world. And they just do a great job with everything that they do here and with everything that they do once they leave here. In addition to that, we have wonderful people on our faculty and staff. Our campus pastor, Ryan Peterson, is a guy that came up from St. Louis a few years back. He does just a phenomenal job of growing and fostering spiritual life on campus, and he's not alone. That's everybody from our director of athletics to our faculty. The people here are easily and by far my favorite thing. The setting and scenery are wonderful, but the people make it what it is.
Let's talk about some of the programs at Concordia University Ann Arbor, some that are unique or the programs that Concordia Ann Arbor is known for.
Sure. So obviously, as a Concordia, we cut our teeth in education. So that's still really a strong area for us. But we also have some unique programs and then some new programs that I can share. So from a unique perspective, we have a family life program that's somewhat unique within the Synod, within Christian colleges, preparing students to go work in family life ministry in a number of different settings. We've recently added a number of healthcare programs and healthcare-related fields, primary of which is our nursing program, which was new for this year. We've got new facilities around that program, about 85 kids that started that program this year. In addition to that, we've got programs in radiologic technology, diagnostic medical sonography, strong sciences across the board. So, you know, whether a student's looking to go into education, healthcare, or any one of our strong business fields, business programs, we've got a lot for any student that's considering a Christian higher education.
So the church work programs are certainly one of the strengths of Concordia and the foundation of who Concordia is.
Certainly, yeah. We cut our teeth like most of the Concordias, like all of the Concordias, as a place for people to go prepare to be teachers and pastors, and that's still a core part of what we do. You know, preparing the next generation of leaders in our church body, of leaders in the field of education, of pastors that are going to go from here on to one of our seminaries and prepare for a life of service in a church setting. So that's still at the very core of what we do, and still a very important part of what we do here at Concordia.
Any other programs or anything else you want to highlight before we get into campus life?
Sure. I mentioned our business programs. One of the more unique programs that we have within the field of business, a lot of people think business and think of accounting or management or finance or things like that, which we certainly have. But we've also got two programs within our School of Business, one being sport business. So students that want to go into sports and entertainment management at various levels, whether they want to go work for a team, whether they want to go work for athletes, whether they want to do event management on a large scale within the sports arena, provides some really unique and cool opportunities for students. We've had students intern and do events with the NBA. We've got students this year that are going to work at the Rose Bowl as part of one of our partnerships with some of our partners in our sport business program. And also with that, we have a hospitality and event management program. So for those students that are looking at getting into fields related to event management, large-scale events, you know, everything from planning large corporate outings down to planning smaller-scale events like we would have on one of our campuses, weddings, things like that, pretty much the full gamut of any type of large-scale event. You know, hopefully we'll get students interning with Synod doing things like the National Youth Gathering and conventions to get some good experience there. But those two programs stand out as kind of unique as well.
Outstanding. Well, let's talk about life on campus, what it's like to be a student at Concordia University Ann Arbor. What are some of the things that that make the campus unique, that make up student life there on campus?
Sure. So I think we're a little bit unique in that we're probably one of the smaller Concordias. Our total student population is around 1,000 students. And that lends itself towards a really close-knit community feel. I mentioned before our campus pastor, he does a phenomenal job of getting students engaged and involved, partnering with our student life folks, partnering with our athletic folks to make sure that we've got a campus that feels a lot more like a big family than it does anything else. So it's not uncommon to see kids from all walks of educational ventures together and living life together and doing things together. We've got a really cool thing coming up later this evening, actually. We have what we call Alpha and Omega house parties, which some of your listeners and parents might not like the term house parties, but our residence halls are kind of unique in that there's only 48 people per residence hall. And so each Thursday, a different residence hall hosts the party for that evening. And the party consists of a student testimonial, what God's doing in their life, how their faith has been changed by campus, some fun activities, you know, things like that. But it's a really great time for our students to grow and be challenged in their faith, but also grow in community with one another. So I think that's one of the things that makes our campus unique, in addition to the beautiful setting that we have and just how picturesque it is. You know, you've got in Michigan all four seasons. You know, it's just a great place to be.
What about the arts on campus?
Sure. So we're very blessed. just this past year, our Kreft Center for the Arts was completely remodeled, renovated. The Kreft Center for the Arts houses all of our arts programs. So any student that's studying in any one of the areas of fine arts houses our music faculty and our band room and practice rooms. It houses our black box theater where we put on a number of theatrical productions each year. It houses our in-house gallery, which is host to a number of juried exhibits as well as student exhibits throughout the year. So we have an active arts culture. I think being in Ann Arbor kind of lends itself to Ann Arbor is a fairly artsy town, I guess you could say. And our fine arts program is set up to meet the needs of those students that have interest in fine arts and to raise awareness of the fine arts to the rest of the general campus community.
Beyond the arts, let's talk about athletics.
Sure. So we are an NAIA Division II athletics institution that participates in 22 different men's and women's sports, all the traditional sports that you would think of when you think of college athletics, so football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, soccer, track. We've got bowling, cross country, tennis. We recently, just this year, added both men's and women's lacrosse. We've been blessed in that we've had some facility updates occur within the past few years. So we've got a brand new football stadium that uses state-of-the-art field turf technology for the playing surface. Our football team and our soccer team and our lacrosse teams will use that as their home turf. I guess you could say, and it's got brand new locker rooms and athletic training facilities as a part of it. So we've been very blessed in that regard. There's a pretty good percentage of our students that participate as student athletes. So we're blessed to have those students here and being able to use the gifts that God's given them to participate in athletic ways.
Spiritual life, you mentioned a little bit about that earlier with the Alpha Omega house party. Other
sure.
Spiritual life on campus opportunities?
Yeah, so Daily Chapel is probably one of the biggest avenues for spiritual growth on our campus. Every day at 10:30, we come together as a campus community, take time to pause and reflect and thank the Lord for the blessings that we have, but also to grow and be challenged in our faith. It's a great time for students to, you know, connect and just get centered around what really matters and get some real-life practical tips as they grow in their faith here at Concordia. In addition to that, there's a number of student-led ministries, everything from, you know, residence hall Bible studies to large group Bible studies that take place across campus, to service projects, mission projects. Just seeking every avenue that we can to try and get students involved and connected in their faith and give them opportunities to grow in their faith, to take on leadership opportunities, to help other people grow in their faith. And a lot of that is run through our campus ministry office. So our campus pastor, Pastor Ryan Peterson, as well as our other campus ministry guy, Randy Duncan, who's also an LCMS pastor, they do just a phenomenal job of working with our student life team, working with our athletics office, working with our residence hall staff to make sure that we're offering as many avenues as we can for spiritual life and spiritual growth and development on our campus.
What about opportunities as we talk about classes and studying? We've talked a little bit about the programs. Tell me a little bit about the faculty and some of the qualities of the faculty that you think stand out.
Sure. I think our faculty is the hidden gem of Concordia. We have people that really have a heart for instructing. They love to teach, and that's why they're here. A good majority of them hold the highest degree that they can in their field, and they could easily hold positions at, you know, huge research institutions. We have people that have doctorate-level degrees from SEC schools, from Harvard, from, you know, plenty of big places that are here because they love to be in the classroom. At most of the Concordias, you'll find that you're not going to sit in a room with a TA or a grad assistant. You're going to sit in a room with your professor. And if you have questions, you're going to go to that professor, and they're going to work with you. And we're no different. So I think our faculty is, like I said, one of the hidden gems of the institution. They go above and beyond on a regular basis to ensure that our students are getting what they need at the instructional level.
How do students, are there opportunities for students to experience what we might call service learning or opportunities to serve, whether it's on campus, in the community, or somewhere else in the world?
Sure. Yeah. And with us and our mission that we have, our mission isn't complete until our students are out serving somewhere. So we try to make that a part of the curriculum from the beginning, not only by offering opportunities for service through student activities types things, but there's also a number of our classes that'll have service learning as a part of their curriculum. For example, our nursing program goes down to, in partnership with our sister school in Wisconsin, we'll go down to Belize and do free medical clinics as part of their clinical rotations. You know, we've had business students go out into the business world and work with Thrivent and other partners to offer, you know, free services to business community members, partner with them on the charitable functions that they're doing. We host events here on campus for our students to volunteer at, you know, working with whether it's the breast cancer research organizations, whether it's, you know, juvenile diabetes. You know, we've had a number of different events that have taken place here on campus. In addition to that, you know, some of the camps that we run, community outreach type organizations where our students have volunteered. So we try to get them involved. We try to get them active and understanding that, you know, as a member of the Concordia community, part of our goal of training you throughout this education project is training you to serve, training you to be a valued member of the community, and training you to take Jesus back out into the community.
Let's talk about learning more about Concordia University Ann Arbor. What are some of the ways that we can learn about the great programs there, what campus life is like? What are some ways we can find out about that?
Sure. Well, the obvious and easiest way for anybody would be to hop on our website. I never cease to be amazed by how accessible information is these days. I remember when I was looking at colleges back in the Stone Age, you had to wait for paper to come in the mail, and now that doesn't happen. Now you can just hop on your phone while you're sitting wherever you are, check things out. But I think the best way for a student or anybody that's really interested in, you know, seeing what's going on at Concordia is to get here in person. We offer students specifically a number of different ways to interact with us, whether that be, you know, seeing us at a college fair or event in their local community, whether that's through one of our admission counselors visiting their high school, whether that's through the student coming here to visit campus. We offer a number of ways to get them here. And even within a campus visit, there are a couple of different options for how to do that. The first being a group visit, so what you might hear called open houses or visit days or things like that. We have usually 6 to 7 of them a year. We already had one this fall in August, right before school started. We have 2 more coming up this fall, one on October 10th, where there's an optional overnight preview on October 9th, and then another one on November 4th that will carry us through the fall semester. But in addition to big program days, we offer students the opportunity to visit our campus anytime that fits for them during the week. We offer 2 tours daily at 9 a.m. and at 2 p.m. And we also offer the student the opportunity to customize their visit by telling us other things that they'd like to do while they're here. So maybe they want to meet with a coach, or they're interested in talking with somebody from a particular extracurricular activity, or they want to meet with somebody from a particular area of interest that they have academically. We work with those students to make sure that they maximize the time that they have here when they choose to come visit campus.
So a campus visit is certainly a great way to learn about Concordia University Ann Arbor, to meet the people there as well, to meet other students, meet faculty, and those who serve on the campus.
Yep, it's a great way to do all of the above.
One thing I forgot to ask about for students on campus, we talked about campus life and we talked about the arts and athletics, things like that, spiritual life. What about residence life, residence halls?
Residence halls, I think residence life is one of the best aspects of college. It's a time unlike any student will have in their life. I mean, think of any other time you might be living and sharing life with 40 or 50 other people. One of the things that's cool about our residence halls is every single one of them is set up as suite-style living. So there's four students to a suite, two students in a room on either side of a bathroom that's thrown. So unlike, you know, the horror stories that you hear from other generations about these huge bathrooms that they had to share with 40 and 50 people, which isn't a bad thing. But our students don't experience that. They experience a smaller, more intimate style. Like I mentioned earlier, our halls are capped with a capacity of 48 students per residence hall in that suite style setup. So, you know, it's a great chance to build community, to share life with people, to have maybe some more in-depth relationships because you're doing life with those people all day long. In addition to that, you know, as a resident of campus, there's not a day that goes by where there isn't something going on campus. Our student life staff does a great job of making sure that both our residential population and our commuter population are active and engaged. Just so happens that some of those things may occur during the evenings or later hours at night, which sometimes is a little bit easier to take advantage of if you're a resident that's already on campus. But residential life is one of those great, unique times in a student's life, and here we try to support that and foster that as best we can through whether it's Bible study, through opportunities for students to serve and get together and do projects as a residence hall, whether it's through chances for them to grow in other ways within that hall. We try to make sure that we've got an active and vibrant community for them to be a part of.
With just about 2 minutes left, John, what are the things you want high school students like those juniors and seniors to know and or their parents to know as they're navigating this whole college search process? What would you like for them to know?
One of the things that I always make sure to tell students and parents as they navigate this process is just trust that God has a plan. From my perspective, do I hope that every student winds up looking at a Concordia? Certainly. I think that as Concordias, we have a number of things to offer every student and their family. And specifically at my Concordia, I think we have a great mix of programs and campus environment. But to just trust in the process and trust that the Lord will lead you to where He needs you to prepare you to serve Him. And if you keep that as your focus, if you keep the Lord at the center of what you're doing, you're bound to make some good decisions. And like I said, I certainly hope that, you know, we have families that consider us and that we would appeal to, and fully trust that if we're doing things that we can to follow where the Lord's leading us and they're doing things to follow where the Lord's leading them, we'll all end up in a good place.
Again, contact information, how to find out more about Concordia University Ann Arbor?
Easiest way to do that is on our website. There's a number of buttons, as there are on most websites. You know, you can apply right online through our website. You can schedule a campus visit. You can contact us on the undergraduate admissions page. There's contact information for myself and all of our admission counselors here that make up our staff, and that's accessible 24/7. So it's easy to make sure you can get a hold of somebody on campus.
And the website?
www.cuaa.edu.
John, thanks so much for being my guest today. John Barr, Director of Enrollment, Concordia University, Ann Arbor. Thanks for being on the On Air College Fair.
Andy, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Most certainly. Coming up next, we head out to Concordia University, Irvine in California. You're listening to the On Air College Fair on Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Tabitha Long, a young woman, suffered cardiac arrest. After 3 weeks in ICU and another 3 in step-down care, the Hospital Utilization Committee determined she should go to hospice to die. This committee's purpose is to manage hospital costs, not patient care. At hospice, she asked for her boyfriend, John Rowan. Tabitha was talking and repeatedly asking for food, but not getting it. On day 9, she said, "Sausage biscuits, I really love those." Still no food. She was marked for death in hospice. John contacted the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network, and a lawyer was dispatched, saving her life. An emergency court hearing got her moved to a hospital rehab unit. The barbaric actions of those who deem life not worthy to live are increasing. Please watch over your loved ones.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
God's word is our great heritage and shall be ours forever. To spread its light from age to age shall be our chief endeavor. I'm William Whedon, LCMS Director of Worship, inviting you to be sure and join us as we romp through chapter after chapter of the Sacred Scriptures, rejoicing in the salvation that's ours in Jesus Christ. Join us.
Thy Strong Word, weekday mornings at 11 on Worldwide KFUO. Underwritten by Lutheran Heritage Foundation, lhfmissions.org.
Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men." Kelly Schumacher, artist and founder of Agnus Dei Liturgical Arts, offers group and private lessons in classical art education that focus on Old Masters oil painting techniques and drawing that glorify God and are based on the fundamental principles of art and art history. Youth and adult lessons are available. AgnusDeiArts.com. That's AgnusDeiArts.com.
Hi everyone, this is Eric Erkinen inviting you and your golf buddies to participate in Christian Friends of New Americans Golf Tournament. It will be held Tuesday, October 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Funds raised help CFNA welcome refugees and new Americans in the name of Jesus Christ through Bible studies, tutoring, health screenings, ESL classes, and scholarships to LCMS schools. Please join us for some great golf while helping support this vital ministry. Information can be found at cfna-stl.org/golf or call 314-517-8513. I'll say again, cfna-stl.org/golf or call 314-517-8513.
You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is the Concordia On-Air College Fair this week. Having a great time talking with all of our Concordia University staff and admission staff, learning about each of the Concordia universities and colleges in the Concordia University system. Joining me by phone now, Emily Beckman, Director of Lutheran Outreach and Senior Associate Director of Undergraduate Admissions at Concordia University Irvine. Emily, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you so much. I'm such an honor to be here.
Well, glad to have you as part of the On-Air College Fair this week, including Concordia University Irvine, found in Irvine, California. Emily, tell me a little bit about what brought you to Concordia University Irvine, what you love about CUI.
Well, I have to admit, I'm an alumni of Concordia Irvine. So basically, one of my best friends were checking it out. You know, she was checking it out for a potential college opportunity for her. And when I stepped on campus, I fell in love with it. And so I am honored to be a part of the staff here now, years later, and just to be able to really show students what I saw and also what how they would fit into this campus. So really, this campus sells itself. It did it to me, and it does it to a lot of students when they step foot on, you know, on our beautiful campus.
What were some of the things on campus that really drew you in?
for me, for me, actually, I liked that I was close to home. I am a little different than some students in the sense that I was trying to figure out what the right fit for me was, and I was being encouraged to choose the junior college route. But once my parents learned about the community here, once I saw that it had the major that I wanted, and also it was, I went to a Lutheran high school, so I think it felt a lot like a general, the same kind of community. I just think we all fell in love with it together. So some things have changed since I've been in, mm-hmm. College. I've been out over 20 years. So, but I am so proud to still say that it still has the same core, the same values that when I was here. We've just grown a little with buildings and students and, faculty and staff in size, but we haven't changed in our core. And I'm completely proud to say that because I can still tell families that these people really care about their kids that are choosing this school, and that they will find a mentor, if not one, but more, while they're here. So that's something that hasn't changed since I've left Concordia Irvine. I would say what has changed, part of it would be our academics. There's something new that they offer since I was here, but something called Enduring Questions and Ideas. It's a classical approach to education, and within these students' general eds, it's not more classes. It's just part of their general education courses. We pair per semester two classes, and the theory behind it is really to get students to be better critical thinkers. They learn why these classes are really why they're applicable to them. They get to talk about it. We dive into the great books, and instead of filtering through a textbook, these kids are diving into it. They talk about, what is Socrates saying when he says, what is truth, goodness, and beauty? And we want the students to really join in on the conversation and what they think. And they weren't, we had a great education then, but this is just something that we're so proud of. And I love seeing the students become so passionate about it and asking the questions and be able to say, I don't get it. Why? I love that. I think that's such a neat thing. I wish I had. So that's something new that is unique about our school that people just don't know about yet.
Now, you mentioned, the experience of a mentor, mm-hmm. gaining a mentor on campus. Mm-hmm. Who was that for you?
Oh, man, I had a few. One still isn't teaching at our school anymore. He was in the education program. My major, by the way, was I was a liberal studies major, and my goal was to become a Lutheran teacher. So a lot of the faculty within the church work program became mentors to me. One was Dr. Doyle. I mean, he was just a neat man that really understood. I just felt I connected with them. One of our actually anthropology majors who wasn't within my program, he sat with me after hours and just talked. I thought anthropology was pretty cool. So I really wanted to understand what that meant. What is cool? Why do I like it? He spent time with me just kind of explaining what kind of job that was. I didn't end up going into anthropology, of course, but I do appreciate that time that they spend because it helped me kind of put my puzzle together where the Lord's leading me, and it ended up being for sure Lutheran teaching.
Well, glad that you had such a good experience at Concordia University Irvine and now get to be a part of helping tell others about Concordia University Irvine. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that make Concordia University Irvine unique? What are some of the, let's talk about academic programs or programs that lead to careers that mm-hmm. that are perhaps what Concordia University Irvine is known for.
Mm-hmm. Well, one, I would say, you will hear about Enduring Questions and Ideas. That's one big mm-hmm. part of our academics here. Our top five majors would be exercise, sports science, psychology, business, biology, and communications. Those are our top. I mean, we have a nice mix of choices for students to choose from at our school, but those are our top five at this point. Our church work programs, we offer programs for students to become DCEs, pre-seminary, Lutheran teaching, pre-deaconess, and music ministers. So within the realm of academics, we have just a broad mix from church work to, pre-med. So it's a pretty good mix for students to check out and find the right fit.
So it's a nice diverse list of mm-hmm. academic programs that prepare for future vocations.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the professors that make up the faculty of Concordia University Irvine.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to know? I mean, they are they're
some of the highlights.
I think one thing about our school, I'm going to back up and come back to your questions about our professors.
Okay.
We encourage campus visits to our school because it sells itself. And one part of that is our faculty and staff, really. But we have a group of people here that are, and I'm sure at all the other Concordias, it's very much the same, but are very dedicated to what they do. At our school, I can say that the majority of them are somehow involved outside of the campus in their craft. So they're bringing real life, current experience into the classroom, which then in turn leads and helps our students to find internships and with them as a mentor, kind of guiding them. And once they get into their major, you know, what avenues to go down, you know, no matter what they end up getting into. So I like that the professors are bringing, you know, current experience in and telling their story, you know, the good and the bad, to prepare these students for real life. And I do appreciate about that and that just the fact that they take time out to spend time with the students and they invite them over to dinner at their house. You know, they one thing that hasn't changed since I was a student there, they still give their home phone numbers or now their cell phone numbers to call in the middle of the night if a student is confused about a paper or a project. And there's testimonies about students that have called even late at night thinking, oh, my gosh, this is crazy. You know, they're going to be so mad. But they end up staying on the phone with them and helping them through it. So I love that that has never changed with our school. They still are very dedicated to the students.
Let's talk about campus life. Beyond the classroom, what are some other things that make up the Concordia University Irvine experience?
We are very dedicated to our freshmen, new students, new transfers coming in, and getting them involved and plugged in. Our community, what the students do during the week and on the weekends is important to us, that they are making lifelong friends, that they are being able to worship at local churches, that they have this access to whatever helps them grow spiritually, mentally, physically. So I would say campus life, we have vast opportunities for them, from intramurals, co-ed sports at night for the students to play and just have a ball with, to clubs and organizations for students and things that they come in that they have passionate about or they want to just keep involved in. We have a student newspaper, of course, our yearbook. We have speech and debate, like a forensics program for the students to get involved in. So there's all kinds of opportunities. One example would be for freshmen that come in, there's a club called Fusion, and that's for students that maybe at their high school currently they are somehow involved in some form of leadership or some form of outreach, and they want to continue something like that in college. Fusion is there to help educate them about how to be stronger leaders and what opportunities are there on campus for them to step into as sophomores, juniors, and seniors to be the leaders. So I think that if a student comes in and wants to get involved, it's right there in their face when they get there. They have mentors of students also around them to help guide them where to go, how to go about doing it. When you come to our campus, you'll see even in the residence halls for the new students, there are no living rooms. And we do that on purpose to encourage community. They have to get out. They have to go to study sessions out of their room. You know, lunchtime, dinner time, we encourage them to go eat in the cafeteria, go to games, you know, go to off-campus, you know, beach days, you know, get the whole experience, not just the academics, but really plugging in into a campus and really becoming part of our community. So there are all kinds of opportunities for students, weekdays, evenings, and even weekends for the kids to be involved in and really get plugged in.
What are some of those activities like you know, when it comes to the arts mm-hmm. and we'll get to athletics here in a little bit as well. Let's talk about the arts.
Yes. We actually have an admissions counselor here in our office that will really handhold students that are interested in the arts. So the minute they start to apply or show interest, we have someone that is dedicated to guide them through that. Our arts, you know, we have music, we have theater, and then we have our art program as well. So one kind of neat thing, which I'm sure we'll talk about financial aid later, but our students that, if you're a music or theater person, it's really neat because they can even get a scholarship here without being a major. They just have to be involved. They get to be involved. And so to have a theater scholarship and be a bio major is just a neat opportunity here. So we really encourage students from any major to be involved in these programs. As in terms of, let's say, theater, since we're talking about it.
And I have to give a shout out to Professor Siekman, who was my undergrad advisor.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, she was.
I went to Concordia University River Forest when she was there. Yeah. Yeah, she's great.
She is great. We're thankful to have her every year. But yeah, she is fabulous. And she's part of the leadership here that offers at least 6 plays a year. Which you probably experienced with Professor Siekman is that she really lets the students just get dirty. They get to do everything. They get to be involved in everything. If a student has passion about building the sets, they can get scholarships for that. If a student wants to be on stage, you know, they can get scholarships for that as well. She is just such a great person to just let the students' talent come out and really care about them. I'm sure you have that same experience with her.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's a gem.
Yeah. We're honored to have her here. So through theater, though, with her guidance, I mean, we have something called ACTS, and it's really acclaiming Christ through theater and service, and students can go act out dramas in schools, other schools outside of the campus. We have an improv program. We have at least one musical a year. We also are a part of a program where the students get to go and compete off campus every year, and we actually get invited to that. And so there's a lot that we're proud of through our theater department. Music as well, we offer programs in handbell. We have handbell ensembles. We have an orchestra. We have jazz combo, Americana band. We have a worship band, Sinfonietta. I mean, we have wind orchestra. Our choir is very strong. We have different choirs here on campus, vocal choirs for students to get involved in. So our music and theater is very alive and well here. We even have a day called Fine Arts Preview Day in the fall, in the spring, where students can come and see a taste of all of that in one day. Sounds crazy, but it actually turns out really well. So you get to meet our students and hear the talent and see what you can be a part of.
That sounds like a really fun day. When is that?
It's
in the spring?
It is in the spring. It is. Fine Arts Preview Day is on a Saturday, February 25th. It's on a Saturday, yeah. So
how fun.
Families can come and spend the night maybe locally here on a Friday and then come in on Saturday and really get a taste of the arts.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the arts are certainly a highlight of Concordia University Irvine. What about athletics?
Athletics is another highlight, absolutely. We are in the third year of an application process to be NCAA Division II. So we are in our last year of this process. So we do currently and will continue to compete in the Pacific West Conference. So, you know, our athletics are very competitive here. We went from NAIA and now we're to NCAA Division II, which still leads scholarship opportunities for students to come and play sports here.
Wow. So there, if a student is an artist and an athlete, they can really do all of it and also be a student as well, studying.
They can. I mean, we definitely will mentor them to make sure that they're not
overextending
as well so they can be successful. But yes, it's a possibility. It absolutely is.
Very good. The spiritual life on campus.
Spiritual life is alive and well here. We have chapel 4 days a week, and I can tell you that everybody comes to chapel. Everything pretty much shuts down for chapel on campus. Even President Krieger, our campus president here, you'll see him at chapel. If he's here on campus, he is there. The staff and faculty are honored to be able to be a part of that, too. We have Bible studies, mission trips. I mean, everything that we do is around, you know, Christ. So this campus, I think we are unashamedly Christian, and I think that translates in everything that we do here. I can tell you, too, when you come to visit the campus, on the campus tour, we started a globe that's a statue outside of our Welcome Center. And really, we start with the discussion of the Great Commission. And we, you know, are very proud that we're an LCMS campus here in Southern California. Out here, we compete with the Southern California Christian colleges of different denominations, and I love and we are proud to say that we're Lutheran. And that's what sets us apart, and that translates across our campus.
Well, thanks be to God that you're there.
Yeah, we are very proud. We're very proud to be where we sit.
How about upcoming? We mentioned the Fine Arts Preview Day in the spring. Other visit days, time to come visit Concordia University, get on campus, learn what it's all about, have that Concordia University Irvine experience.
Absolutely. First of all, you can check out our website at cui.edu/campus visits. I encourage you to do that because we offer campus tours Monday through Friday, three times a day. So just in terms if you want to come for an individual visit, and there's no reason not to visit. We really offer a lot of opportunities for students to see if it's the right fit. We have a fly-in program, so we'll offer up to $500 of a plane ticket reimbursed. If the student ends up coming to our school, we'll reimburse them. We have a free shuttle. We will pick our admissions counselors, actually, pick them up at the airport so they don't have to pay for a cab from our local airport. We offer free overnight experience for a student to come, and we'll cover their meals for up to 2 days. One night, 2 days to come and visit the campus. And then with that, they get to meet professors and tour, worship with us, shadow students, really get a feel for the campus. In terms of events, we have a lot of opportunities for students as well to come. Mm-hmm. This fall, there are two that I would love to highlight. They're called Seniors Preview Days. One is October 6th and 7th, and the other is November 10th and 11th. And those days are designed for seniors to fly out on a Thursday. They spend the night, and then the next day on a Friday, they spend the whole day just getting a feel for the campus. And we do it on a weekday on purpose so you can see our students in their day-to-day instead of a quiet campus where it's weekend and it's a little different. We like visiting students and their parents to see our kids and really be able to ask them questions about their experiences here.
Speaking of weekends, we talked about campus life and all the things going on campus. What about when you have some downtime, maybe not a whole lot going on in your classes or some of your on-campus activities? What's the community like where Concordia University Irvine is located? Are there things to do within reasonable distance?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. We are very spoiled where we sit. Just to back up, you know, Orange County is a very green, open space. It's a beautiful area out here where we sit. The city of Irvine alone is one of the last planned communities in Southern California. So like I said, it's very green. It's very safe. It's one of the safest cities in the U.S. What's around us, I mean, we have shopping centers. The beach is 10 minutes from us. Skiing is about an hour 45, 2 hours from us. Disneyland's a big one for us because it's about 20 minutes from campus, so a big Christmas gift for up-and-coming freshmen sometimes is a ticket, like a pass to be a Disney frequent visitor. So around us, there's a lot for students to do. Freshmen aren't allowed to have cars on campus, so we offer shuttle opportunities for them to be able to go to the supermarket, to go to the local movie theater, shopping center, down to the beach. And even on Sundays, we offer, there's five different Lutheran churches that we work with that we carpool students to worship on weekends. So it's really their home away from home on the weekends.
Very good. Very good. Why should students come visit campus? We've talked about this with a number of the Concordias. When you look at something on paper, look at a website, you can learn a lot about a Concordia. What is it about a visit that would make a difference?
Honestly, I think that your gut tells you if it's the right fit or not. I think that using the internet is a great way to reach out and see the multitude of opportunities out there for you. But getting on a campus makes a huge difference. For us, we purposely want to just get you just involved when you get here because we want a student to see if they see themselves here. And so a campus visit is such an important part of picking your college. You need to meet professors. You need to see where you'll be eating. Some say that's silly, but I don't think so. I think you need to see where you're going to be living on the day-to-day. You can see where you're going to be worshiping. You know, meet the people that you'll see when you're here and ask students about their experiences. Ask current students. I think all those things make such a huge difference in your final decision.
Well, since you brought it up, where you're eating, I have to ask the million-dollar question. When it comes to campus dining, you know, every college dining experience has its one famous thing, whether it's taco night or chicken nuggets or something that the students just can't wait for when it, in waiting for it to come around. They're so excited about it. What is it at Concordia University Irvine campus dining that the students rave about?
We have a few things, honestly. One's going to sound crazy. Some of you might think this is crazy, but we have a turkey burger that they bring in. None of us understand why it's so amazing, because to some turkey burgers might not sound very good. But it's the fresh avocado. It's the fresh turkey. So that's one thing that the students absolutely love, and we're always kind of surprised. And then when you eat it, you think, okay, I get it. It's really good. We also have Mongolian barbecue that the students line up out the door for. We partner with Bon Appetit here, so we are extremely spoiled with the food. It's beautiful here. They work with local farms, so everything is fresh. And they even cater to our students. Like, we have different days in the cafeteria, and I think the kids love that too, in the sense of like we have a kindergarten day where all the food are picky foods, you know, like I'm gonna blank out here, but just all the little foods you think you'd have in kindergarten. they put paper on the tables, and the students can come in and draw with, you know, crayons, and they have little events like that for the students that Bon Appetit hosts, to make them just kind of have fun and let loose, other than the normal everyday cafeteria type food. So I appreciate that about them. We had a student, for example, that was homesick, and she was saying, you know, I really miss having Cocoa Puffs, you know, the breakfast champion, you know, of course, of choice. But and so we have five different choices of cereals, and the manager put Cocoa Puffs in there for her to have every day. So there's that personal touch if you're far away from home that not only our faculty and staff do, but our outsourced companies that are here on campus do as well. So I think that speaks volumes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, and a lot of great conversations in college happen around food. So it's great that you have a good dining experience for students there on campus.
It is. I will say, you'll see when you visit that the tables aren't even all very small tables. They're big round or long tables. And we do that on purpose to force students to meet people when they're just chatting and eating some good food, you know. So it is. It's all intentional, but it's important.
Very good. Why or how can prospective students get in touch with and learn more about Concordia University Irvine? What are some ways to learn more about CUI?
Well, we have admissions counselors, one in particular that works with students from the Lutheran Church. Her name is Mai Choi, and she actually is an alum as well of Concordia Irvine. And they will love getting to know Mai. So you can basically call the front desk and just tell them where you're from, or you can ask for Mai and they will connect you to her. I would also really encourage students to check out our website at cui.edu. Another place, we are on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and our hashtag is Concordia. Concordia UG. So there's all kinds of way to see kind of what our campus life is like, whether you want to kind of watch us from a distance for a while or just dive in and start to apply. And we are on the Common Application, so students can apply for free through the Common App and just kind of get the ball rolling if they want to jump in.
Very good. Emily, it's been a pleasure talking with you, learning about Concordia University Irvine. And again, cui.edu. Find more information there. Thanks so much for being my guest today, Emily Beckman, Director of Lutheran Outreach, Senior Associate Director of Undergraduate Admissions, Concordia University Irvine. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
It was great talking to you too, Andy. God's blessings on your day.
Thank you.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.